There are a couple of times in our passage for this week where the Hebrew Bible is quoted to highlight the points being made. Today, we are going to focus on verse 2, which says, "Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." This is a statement after Isaiah 49:8 has been quoted, a passage we are going to read in context tomorrow. One of the main warnings of this chapter is to not receive the grace of God in vain. We avoid this through commitment to a consecrated life, which means set apart as a temple of the Spirit. The Corinthian church is encouraged to learn from the example of Paul and his companions, as described in verses 4 through 10. Isaiah 49:1-12, which we will read tomorrow, talks about God raising up a servant in whom God will be glorified. Not only is this passage referring to the Messiah God would send, but also to the followers of the Messiah. This means that we can read this passage and apply it to ourselves today. However, it is important that when we do this, we realize what it really means to be a servant or temple of God. 2 Corinthians 6 makes the point that when we take amazing passages like Isaiah 49 and apply them to ourselves today, we must recognize that this requires we live lives of consecration. So, as we read the passage today and dip into Isaiah tomorrow, let's ask ourselves, are there areas in my life that I am receiving the grace of God in vain? What are these areas, and how can we submit them to the Lord so that we can live as Paul and his followers did?